Would you go to Mars if you could in the next 5 years?
Nope.
My answer is no. Absolutely not. I don't want to be among the first. I really don't.
No. I mean, would you go, though, after you said in the first 5 years? So I'm saying after a year and you see everything's going smoothly, then would you go?
I mean, they're going to have a target.
What now?
They're going to have a target?
No, but it's an experience of a lifetime.
Are they going to have a grocery store?
You'd be one of a tiny little percentage that ever went to a different planet.
They got Popeyes?
Yeah, they have Popeyes. What are you going to do there?
I don't know, but it is definitely an experience of...
Would you do it?
If I knew, after a while, I would do it. How long does it take to get there?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe like a year or two.
It takes a year to get there?
I think maybe longer because the planets are... Earth and Mars are constantly rotating. So, like, there are times where Earth and Mars are close... And then when they're not, so
right. Okay.
I don't know.
I'm assuming they do it when it's closer.
I would hope so.
According to NASA, it takes about 7 months. It's 300 million miles away.
Wait. 11 months then?
Seven months.
7 months at what speed? Is that something that we have, or is that like light speed?
Just a casual 55 miles per hour. Just a cruise.
I'm pretty sure. You have to wait till Mars gets close, and then when you take off. You don't initially go straight towards Mars. You take off and get stuck in Earth's gravity, and then the gravity of Earth slingshots you around and shoots you off at like a super high speed. And then you have to like coordinate them, do the math to make sure when you slingshot across Earth, you hit Mars and you don't go past Mars and die.
Are you just making that up?
No.
Okay.
I'm like, that's actually one thing I'm like fascinated about.
Really?
Like astronomy and all this, that stuff. I would do it today. If Elon Musk is like, we need people today to go to Mars, I would say,
well, you really have nothing to lose.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And then if it pans out, you're literally a pioneer for mankind. And you go,
But if it doesn't,
I die in space, and so be it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd be a footnote in history.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Be one of the names.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard Elon Musk talking about it. And he did say if you miss that kind of slingshot time period,
then it
could double the time. So you're like, hey, we're gonna be in there 7 months. Oh no, 14 months.
Yeah. Well, I guess you would have to have enough food on board and oxygen and everything else, right?
Yeah.
To prepare for the double the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would definitely wait. You know, the fact that they have kids and everything. That would be very tough.
Yes.
To be away for that long. So, you know, maybe I would consider it if, you know, everybody was grown up and everything looked smooth with it. I would consider doing it.
But the odds of you not coming back are strong.
Never coming back?
Yeah. I mean.
No, I would never want to stay there forever.
Well.
It depends on the day. Sometimes when you guys are all like messed up to me and say, I want to go to Mars. But no, I'm serious. Like, if you knew you could.
If you knew you could come back, but you don't.
I mean, that's a long trip. It's you're talking probably 2 years out of off of Earth.
A trip there and back is estimated to be 400 to 450 days.
Wow.
It's a little over a year.
And Elon Musk is putting together his game plan. Now, this is something that he has been putting together for quite a while, and it just keeps getting pushed back, and understandably so. But he said that by 2029, which is the latest date that he's given on on Twitter, or X, whatever we're calling it, that 2029, he wants to send 1 million people starting in 2029.
How would you do that? You're going to have some kind of living facilities and some kind of...
Right.
World.
All the things. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand the words that he's saying about putting together the plan. This is what he says. His official statement. We are mapping out a game plan to get 1 million people to Mars. Civilization only passes the single planet great filter when Mars can survive, even if Earth supply ships stop coming.
Wow.
And apparently the great filter is referring to humanity.
Well, okay. It's amazing that he's doing this, and that he's definitely looking at things differently. And I've always said, I've always said, you know how we're constantly using a lot of energy source.
He's always said.
Jared's face looks so concerned reading stuff.
He's always said what?
No, it's just I'm reading. I'm listening. But go ahead. Sorry, Jason.
I've always said that you know as we utilize all the Earth and we're so worried about all the things we're using on Earth to make Earth last longer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't discount the fact that maybe the universe is so giant because we're supposed to be expanding to other places.
Oh, yeah.
And it's non-stop expanding. Yeah. It's the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's hard to even comprehend. I saw it once and it's more than a grain of sand at a beach. It's ridiculous. And maybe this is the start of humanity as opposed to And then we turn into robots, and then we're not here anymore. It's just no feeling, but that's a whole nother
thing. Well, maybe we turn into robots here, and that's how the planet survives, and then we go and take humanity somewhere else.
See, I think the robots are more likely to go because they don't need oxygen.
Could, but what if we're suffering, or the Earth is suffering some sort of climate change where we can't exist?
Yeah, I think that the robots continue life and humans die.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility. That and it keeps expanding with robots into the universe. But you never know. Maybe humans are meant to be in outer space and we need to expand because eventually the population keeps growing. We're talking if we can make it and don't blow ourselves up for, 5,000 years, we're going to have somewhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think at that point, if that all happens, I just think it's over.
Well, we're not going to.
We're not going to be here.
It won't be
during
our time.
I just think it's too late. I mean,
you said yourself, Jared. You even said, look at the way technology is like doubling so quick.
It's exponential. So, yeah.
It's almost like compounding interest. It keeps doubling on top of itself. That what the technology will be in 5,000 years if we can survive, we can't even comprehend. And it might be so different. It might be actually doable.
I mean, you never know.
No, you never know.
But then if you're... like religious, then that you just know that's not part of the equation.
It's not?
No, going to Mars.
Less evidence that it's.
No, I'm not saying not that you can't explore space, but that I never saw anywhere in the good book where it says we leave this planet and go to Mars.
No, but I also don't think that the good book puts talking into a microphone and using radio waves into. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's not.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah,
we have modern leaders now though that they. Are inspired to what's going on now.
But I think that it's being inspired by, and then that just keeps going. It just keeps going.
If I'm under the standing, you're saying the good book, is that referring to the Bible?
The Bible, yeah.
No, the notebook.
Okay, so does the good book only refer to Earth, not the world?
Oh, no, I think...
The universe?
I believe the universe.
Yeah,
the universe
as a whole. Why would that have any religion?
Well, it just talks about... I don't get in the weeds, but like Jesus comes back in Jerusalem and the second coming, and then so it doesn't.
But all those places have
the end of the world. Now, could there be something after that? I mean, maybe.
Oh, you're saying that religion says we have the end of the world coming?
Yeah, something to look forward to.
Less evidence. I'm going
less
more
evidence.
On the atheist side now.
The whole world, even if you're not religious, like the world is coming to an end anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people are like, what is going on in the world now? You don't have to be religious to feel that.
I don't like that. Why would anybody want to sign up if they know the
plan? No, because it's better after that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
he's coming to save us.
Just maybe the end of the world is our natural death, and Jesus comes to us. Just a thought.
No, it's a thought.
Just
a
thought.
But I think in all Christian faith, it talks about the second coming. It'll be in Jerusalem and all that.
Yeah, and I it's just very different because those places that were in the Bible are not. Some of them are not in existence anymore. Mm-hmm. Some of them have changed places. The rulings have all changed. And so I don't think that, back in those times, the Adam and Eve were like, one day we're going to be flying in airplanes. No, we're constantly evolving. And so I think that I don't squash Elon Musk's dream. I do not squash it.
No,
because I think you got to, we're constant, either that or we're just going to be stagnant.
No, I think if you believe in a higher being, he'd want you to
maximize
our brains and capacities to the fullest extent, of course.
Yeah, we're trusting people from back hundreds of years ago to forecast, basically. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, our church believes in like modern day revelation, so it's different. But also that as well, as like a precedent, for...
Modern day, like as in things can be changed going forward?
Not that they'd be like, it would contradict... But it would just continue, for our times.
But isn't
taking what we're doing now and how does that apply to what's going on now?
So it could apply to life on Mars.
I don't think the church or any churches would be against us going to. I don't think so. Going there. I just don't think that's part of the. I don't think it's part of the end goal plan.
I see.
Now, could there be colonies there? Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So then there's a possibility that God exists for humans and then humans will die off and then the next life is for robots and that's God's plan.
Could be. He's the creator of the entire universe.
Look at the dinosaurs.
Yeah. He's not just the gone.
There's a lot of
He's not the God of Earth, he's the God of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's in charge of all of them.
So maybe he has Mars for something else. Mm-hmm. Just Elon Musk crash.
Well, he's got a lot of work to do because there's a huge universe out there that has nothing on it as we know of yet.
Well, we don't know.
That we know of.
Mm-hmm. That we know of yet. But we do know there's nothing in a lot of times in a certain vicinity.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jason, and I've said this before, but the Smithsonian, and it's actually voiced over by Lawrence Fishburne, which is interesting. In the Smithsonian and one of the planetariums, he says scientists agree that there is life on other planets.
Mm-hmm. There may be.
The universe is too big for there not to be.
There may be.
Well, now, what that looks like and where that is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating, though. But to think that we're the only ones that exist, that'd be like a narcissist world.
Yes. Well, we're the only ones.
We are literally the center of the universe.
But, unless you say that everything just came together by accident just for this one little speck of dust, basically, that Earth is.
And some people do believe that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever, like, this is going to be really far out there, but just bear with me.
It can't be farther out than what we talked about.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Have you ever been driving, especially if you are exploring your faith and really, you know what I mean? Like, especially during this Lenten season. Mm-hmm. And you're driving around and you're looking at the neighborhoods and grocery stores and schools and you're like, huh, this was all a part of the plan. You know?
It's very odd.
To make the roads and trains, right. and planes, the fact that we and automobiles, like to and it's like
live in a room with four walls.
Yes,
right. Yeah,
we're all setting up our own little homes. If you really break it down,
it makes you feel like you're going crazy.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, Katie, I was telling you, and this is weird stuff. And trust me, I'm not on drugs. It might sound like it when I share this next thing, but I do have an odd thought about what we do as humans every single day. That's next with Jared and Katie in the morning.